In the U.S., households of people with autism are experiencing food insecurity at double the rate of households that don't include people with autism. That's according to a report from Autism Speaks released in March. Nonprofit OCA provides programs for individuals with special needs in Orlando. Executive Director Sylvia Haas spoke with WMFE's Talia Blake about how food insecurity is affecting people with autism. She began by explaining how the pandemic has made the problem worse.
Well, I think speaking in general for families during the pandemic, you know, we went into total shutdown. And so having our normal accesses to things that are part of our daily lifestyle was overwhelming. And so for many of our families, they are very routine oriented. And when you break the routine, then you have new issues to be dealing with. And for a lot of families, they're really dealing with a lot of anxiety because their child's life or their family's life has been discombobulated. And it just wasn't for a week or a month. You know, we're into past a year now and still experiencing not life as it was normally was back in January of 2020.
And that survey from Autism Speaks also found that food insecurity was even worse amongst people of color on the autism spectrum. Nearly 66% of Black households and 75% of Hispanic households were experiencing food insecurity compared to about 44% of their white counterparts. Do you know what causes that gap or what's causing that gap during the pandemic?
I think it's access. The ability to be able to access your normal food banks, your normal places that you would go to get your foods. You have to remember that initially when the pandemic was reported, they said, don't leave your house. And so everybody took that seriously. Nobody left their houses. And then the minute you do that, then that their whole routine has been shifted. And so then the fact of trying to get everybody back into a routine makes it more difficult. So to me, I feel it was the ability to be able to get their normal accesses that they had set up previously was now not within reach. And so I think that hindered many families. For the families that we service here in Orlando, we have not found them to be in distress over being able to get access to food or medication or anything like that. Our families that we've been servicing have been struggling with the access of being able to get services provided for their child when everything had shut down.
Mm-hmm. And if someone came to OCA and they were food insecure, how does OCA help them?
So we actually, you know, we work with families that their child has issues with eating and all of that as part of our programming needs. The child may need help and support in eating their food correctly and not wanting to inhale everything, or they may not have a lot of access to food. So we sit there and we try to help them get in touch with food banks in order to be able to get food in the home. So we're constantly, that's just part of our programming, that we will set up a routine to help families be able to overcome this particular challenge.
That was OCA Executive Director Sylvia Haas talking with WMFE's Talia Blake about food insecurity and families with autism.